I'm joined today by Father Thomas Duffner. He's the pastor of Epiphany Parish in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. He's also an avid hunter, and he joins us today. Father, great to have you. Good afternoon.
Glad to be with you.
So what do you make of this story? I don't know how much of the detail you have, but I'd love your take on this and maybe your perspective on what the church teaches regarding trophy hunting.
Well, the first part is just hunting at all. Is hunting itself legitimate? And, of course, I believe that it is. First of all, it harkens all the way back to when we actually needed to do this in order to survive, much the same way the Olympics harkens back to all of the military activities which are now replicated within the Olympics. I take that we're not going to include beach volleyball in that, but the Olympics originally were all about military prowess. And so there's something there that's still in sport hunting with about our own survival. It's part of the way that we're made.
Yeah, that's for sure. And if you had a question, too, you want to join the conversation and sound off, call 888-914-9149. You know, when you see this stuff on the surface, it does kind of disturb you. And somebody shoots this very rare black-bearded lion, or you see this giraffe. But the other aspect of the story that I heard, I mean, trophy hunting is legal in a number of African countries, including South Africa and Zambia and Zimbabwe and Namibia and places like that. But the giraffe that was hunted, it was a subspecies of giraffe. But one of the reports I saw, Father, said that this subspecies is actually increasing due in part to hunters and conservation efforts paid for in large part by this game hunting. So, you know, the breed is not that rare, just the giraffes get darker with age. And like I had pointed out, it was too old to breed, killed younger bulls. And now with the older giraffe dead, the younger bulls will be able to continue to breed. And it's called conservation through game management. We see the same thing, don't we, in some respects, when they open deer season in certain states around the country because they want to thin out the population so it doesn't starve or people aren't hitting them with their cars. How does this compare to what we see here in our country as well?
Well, you know, all of the states have active management programs, and they're supported by sport hunters. And the sport hunters are the ones whose contributions, financial contributions through licensing, is actually responsible for the fine management. Many of the species had almost died out before they were being actively managed by the government, and the government manages through game licensing. So that's the reason we have abundant populations of game in America today.
Right. So trophy hunting, is that moral or immoral? I mean, hunting is one thing. Going out and saying, you know, I want to shoot the zebra and I'm going to pay money for it, or I want an albino deer or whatever it may be. Is trophy hunting, is that moral to do? You know, we're not thinning a population, let's say. We're not necessarily getting this stuff for food. How do you view that?
Well, when you stop for a minute, you start to think about the whole question of the hunt itself. And they don't actually say you have a right to kill this animal. If you have a right to kill an animal, it's a fenced-in hunt. At that point, it's you're just killing. You're not hunting. Hunting means you have a chance at this animal, depending on your skills and the breaks of the game, you might have a chance to take this animal. And, of course, everybody has an urge to get the biggest or the best. We do that when we're buying cars. We do that when we're shopping for the best suit. Nobody goes out to buy the worst suit they can find. We try and find something that we think is whatever it is the best. So trophy is just that. It's the best of the breed. And they got to be the best because they're the smartest. And somehow taking the biggest and the best, I prove myself that I have some prowess within this sport. It becomes a kind of a right to prove oneself. There's something about that happens in every hunt.
Yeah. Isn't it immoral, though, to just shoot an animal for the sake of shooting it and watching it suffer or die? I mean, is there anything wrong with that?
No one would want to actually get out there and just cripple animals and kill them. That's simply immoral to try and just go slaughter animals and leave them, as was the case with some of the buffalo hunters long ago, where they would just kill them all and perhaps just take their hides. That was a very improper and immoral use of the game. Today's sport hunting is nothing like that.
All right, well, I'm going to take some calls for you, too, Father. Feel free to jump right in. Our toll-free number here, if you want to speak to Father, it's great to have him here with us. I'm joined by Father Thomas Duffner. Our number, 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Feel free to sound off.